Live Life with Purpose, episode number 75, 14 Steps to a More Confident You. Two years ago, on a cold December morning, I met a friend for breakfast at his hotel. He had a speaking engagement in town, and I took the opportunity to spend some time with him. He may be my most confident friend. That's in a good way, not in that overconfident, annoying way. And one of the smartest people I know, so I try to learn from him whenever I can. The way he talks, the way he gestures, the way he listens, the way he loves people, it all conveys a very confident message. Maybe you know people like him. The message he portrays with his life is one that I hadn't spent much time paying attention to before, but after spending that morning with him, he began telling me the things that made him the person that he is today. Of course, I couldn't jot down notes from our conversation fast enough. I wrote down 14 points that day, along with my own commentary, so I could remember each point and the disciplines that can make you more confident right now. And here they are. First, accept yourself for who you are. Who are you? You need to know this by heart and own it. There is only one you, and you have so much to offer to the rest of the world. Second, find what you believe in and fight for it. The older that I get, the more fed up I become with staying quiet. Life has definitely changed me. It's probably changed you too. There's too much to do and not enough people doing the right things. Take a look around, you'll notice it too. You'll know that you are fighting for what you believe in when you begin to set trends rather than following them. Third, you need to study. Typically, the reason that people feel insecure is because they don't know enough about the subject they have a lack of confidence in. Studying a subject is one of the best ways you can build confidence in a specific area immediately. Fourth, surround yourself with confidence boosters. The people you surround yourself with and the messages you listen to affect the way you see yourself. Having encouragers around you can only help with boosting your confidence. Fifth, don't stand for humiliation. When there's been a culture of humiliation that is created, growth is suppressed. If you're being humiliated or you see others that are being humiliated, don't allow it. You have the right and responsibility to speak up. Sixth, this is the only time I will say this, but you have to focus on both your strengths and your weaknesses. Hear me, folks, if you're going to be confident. Confidence is more situational for most people. I'm guessing that the things you are feeling less confident in are the same things that you consider your weaknesses to be. Being a jack of all trades has many advantages in this way. You can take advantage of them as well. On the flip side of this, you could just avoid your weaknesses if at all possible. Seventh. When you find success, celebrate it. Too many people skip over their successes and only focus on their failures, but this is nonsense, folks. When you put time and work into anything that is a success, it calls for celebration. I don't care what it is, when you're successful, you need to recognize it. Next, be positive. When you're positive about the future, you remain hopeful for a better outcome. When you are pessimistic, it is much easier to lose hope and finding confidence. Positivity begins with self-talk. What you tell yourself matters. Don't wait for others to lift your spirits, but instead speak words of life to yourself. Next, cheer others on, but don't compare yourself to others in an unhealthy way. Be there for others to encourage them along the way, but never let comparison be your measurement of accomplishment. This is why knowing who you are and pursuing the things you want out of life is so important. When you understand this, you understand what makes you different from everyone else and will pursue those things confidently in your own strength. In doing this, you're becoming the best you. Until then, you're looking to others for your definition of success. Using social media to compare yourself doesn't help either. Use social media to congratulate people for their successes when they inform you of them, not to judge them for them. Next, work on your body language. I usually don't recommend faking it until you make it, but in this area, I will. Stop slouching. Stop saying those filler words, like and Stop avoiding eye contact. In other words, you can change your outward expression of confidence to others through body language and your speech before you believe it for yourself. Next, learn to move on. Confidence is linked to regret in most cases. Stop worrying about what is done, stop taking things so personally, and learn to move ahead. You'll be better for learning this life-changing concept. The next point I want to make is do what is right, even in the face of adversity. When you do what is right, there's less gray area to question. There's confidence found in knowing that you have done the right thing. Probably the biggest point I took away that day from meeting with my friend for breakfast that one morning is take more risk. Wow, does he take risk. The more you risk, the more you're putting on the line. Confidence might not be there during the first risk you take, but there will definitely be more confidence present when you take your 10th risk. I can promise that. Keep risking something to build confidence in your life. The next point, and the last point, admit your mistakes. How many people have I met that can't admit their mistakes? This is key. Mistakes will come, so be prepared to use them as learning moments rather than events that will stop you in your tracks. When you change your mindset here, you won't let mistakes take the life out of you, but will instead learn from them and will let the growth you obtain build both confidence and character. So these are the 14 things that you can do right now to build more confidence in your life. Now go and be more confident today.